WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live, made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine. Today we speak with Laura Stewart, who runs an art center for people with intellectual disabilities in Carnegie.
Gail, this is her painting. It's a sunshine painting. It's a collage.
Laura Stewart is standing in the center of a small room practically exploding with color. She's surrounded by artwork of all shapes and sizes, from painted windows and furniture to decorated mannequins and vibrant beaded bracelets and necklaces.
The studio has inspired her at home on her own time to make jewelry and also beautiful pot holders that I have one over here. You know, on the side, she's doing things because she knows she can bring them here and have a place to sell them.
It's the for sale room of Studio Forget-Me-Not in Carnegie, where almost all of the artwork is created by adults with intellectual disabilities. Stewart is the gallery facilitator, which means she plans and runs the studio's weekly $10 classes and open art sessions. The studio opened last September on Carnegie's Main Street. It's hard to imagine that the space used to be a bank. Every wall, chair, and table seems to be decorated with artwork and paint. Stewart says the borough of Carnegie has been welcoming to its new gallery.
It kicked off really well. We had a huge opening, and a lot of people came out to support. And since then, we've participated in a lot of the local events. Carnegie has a lot of, they have Carnegie Crawl, and they have open streets. And so we've participated in that, where we've had interactive art out on the sidewalk.
For the past 6 years, Stewart has been teaching art to people with disabilities in elementary schools and creating works of her own. Her practice of finding and using discarded objects to make recycle art has rubbed off on the studio's curriculum.
These are bottles that an artist friend of mine donated. They were old cologne bottles. I think he saved them his entire life. He donated them to us. He's like, I just know you guys will do something with them. And I said, they're beautiful. So one of our classes this past month was to bejewel and decorate these gorgeous bottles.
Studio Forget-Me-Not is a project of the nonprofit group Not Forgotten Home and Community Services, which also provides housing, recreation, and in-home care for people with disabilities in the Pittsburgh area. Jonathan Williams is the group's director of operations. He says Stewart has built an art service for people with disabilities unlike anything else in the Pittsburgh area.
This is not a place where they just come and draw. They're making real art. They're creating art, and then they get to sell that. You know, we're not just here to babysit our individuals. We're here to really empower our individuals.
Stewart says it's been a rewarding experience.
One of our individuals came in his very first class, and he was very negative, and he said he couldn't do art, and he just didn't want to be here. And then after one class, he has come back every single Tuesday night to many.
Stewart says she hopes to eventually open 3 more studios in communities surrounding Pittsburgh. For now, though, her next big project is to set up a new kiln to host events for a national pottery conference in Pittsburgh next month. I'm Noah Broad, 90.5 WESA News.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series, 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, at wesa.fm/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.